Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Carlos, big Sunday Night Baseball here, Mets and Yankees. And start first, I know you probably didn't get a cake for this one, but as far as managerial moves, I'm not going to ask you what your favorite of yours has been because you've only been here for a year, but we're coming up on a year since Francisco Lindor is now the leadoff hitter for the New York Mets. But if you were to kind of look and say, of the decisions I've made, where does that one rank so far?
Yeah, look, as a manager, you're going to make so many decisions throughout the course of the year, whether it's, you know, on a daily basis, when you're making lineups, when you're making a big change with one of your superstars. And, you know, you're talking about moving them from certain slot and how routine oriented they are. There's a lot, you know, that goes into when you're making these decisions. So I'm just glad it worked out, you know, knock on wood. It starts with a really good player buying in and doing everything that he needs to do to help the team win baseball games. He's all up for whatever the team needs. And at the time, a year ago now, you know, I remember having that conversation on the bus on the way back to after a tough loss in Miami, back to the hotel, and we were just talking baseball. And, you know, that topic came up. And, you know, the one thing he said is, like, if we want to do it, let's give it a try for quite a bit. And he didn't want this to be a day or two or a week. And I was all in on that. So that's what, you know, as a manager, you know, getting the buy-in from the players, and in this case, one of your leaders, it goes a long way.
And I don't know if this was your decision to have Edwin Diaz throw 100 yesterday, but that was a pretty good idea from everybody. What is he doing differently in the last few outings, if anything?
Just attacking, throwing strikes. You know, the way he's mixing both of his pitches, whether it's the four-seam or the slider. We've seen it at times when he gets in trouble. He either gets away from the slider or he gets away from the fastball. And when he's mixing and throwing it for strikes, that's what makes this guy an elite pitcher. You know, we saw it yesterday. They're 100. You know, these guys, they raise their game to the occasion. You know, we're talking about a Subway Series, a one-run game, and, you know, you have to face one of the best hitters in the game to get the last out, and you're going to see the best out of it, and we saw it yesterday.
We've got Jeff McNeil in center field today, Luis Angel Acuña at second base, David Peterson on the mound. What is the way to make all that work there with the ground ball, but also keeping McNeil in against Max Fried offensively?
Yeah, so I think it's easy to say, let's load up the righties, and that was my initial thought. But then yesterday, towards the end of the game, Tyron Taylor started cramping. So I went to check on him at the end of the game and after the game, and he was laying out on the training room table. That, for me, was a selling point. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have you down. I'm looking at Jeff's numbers against Max. You know, he's got 30-some at-bats, and they're decent numbers. So that was pretty much a combination of a lot of things, and we feel really good with the lineup that we got there today.
Max Fried has thrown more innings against the Mets than any other team. I know that you've only been here for a year plus. A lot of these guys have seen him. Is he doing anything differently? Did you look at his getting ready in the hitters meetings about this year in particular?
Yeah, it looks like he's throwing a lot more sweepers this year. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose with the fastball. It seems like he's got a little bit of a cutter going on. I think that's the biggest thing we've seen compared to the years past. Like you say, we got a lot of hitters here that face him. They got a ton of history. And like I say, we got to be ready to go.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.